Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden is set to discuss the coronavirus pandemic and the holiday season in an address on Wednesday. The speech comes a day before the U.S. Thanksgiving holiday, a time when millions of Americans typically gather with family, many traveling in order to do so. But this year, with COVID-19 infections spiking across the country, the federal government urging people to stay at home, Biden's transitions office said he will discuss the shared sacrifices Americans are making this holiday season and say that we can and will get through the current crisis together. On Tuesday, Biden declared that the United States is ready to lead the world, not retreat from it, signaling a marked change from outgoing President Donald Trump's mantra of America first. Biden's comments came as his transition to power gets underway after a government agency declared him the apparent winner of the 2020 presidential election, even as President Trump continues his long-shot attempt to upend Biden's victory. A Trump administration official said the White House gave approval Tuesday for Biden to receive the president's daily briefing, but it was not immediately clear when Biden would receive his first classified national security briefing as president-elect. Biden's transitions teams are also contacting officials and agencies throughout the government for updates on pending policy issues, as well as to better understand staffing patterns after some departments remove individuals deemed to be at odds with the president's views of a limited government. For details on more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Foreign donors pledged a projected $12 billion in civilian aid to Afghanistan over the next 4 years at a conference on Tuesday, but many made it conditional on protecting human rights and making progress on peace talks and a major shakeup for the country's economy. Many donors also put strict conditions on future funding, and some officially committed for just the next year. Diplomats said keeping financing for Afghanistan on a tight leash could provide foreign governments with some leverage to inject a greater sense of urgency into halting a peace process. As the donor conference proceeded, two explosions rocked an outdoor market in the central province of Bamyan, usually considered one of Afghanistan's safest areas, killing at least 14 people and wounding dozens more, mostly civilians. The U.S.-based maker of OxyContin, Purdue Pharma, says its guilty plea over its role in the opiate crisis is an essential step to preserve billions of dollars for the settlement it is pursuing in bankruptcy court. Purdue Pharma also said in a statement Tuesday after a federal hearing in New Jersey that the plea will advance the company's goal of providing financial resources and life-saving medicines to address the opioid crisis. The plea is part of a settlement with the U.S. Justice Department that also resolves civil complaints. Advocates are upset that the guilty plea does not apply to individual executives or members of the family that owns Purdue. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam said the Hong Kong government's priority is to restore political systems from chaos. During Lam's annual policy address on Wednesday, she accused foreign governments and legislatures of increasing interference in Hong Kong's affairs, which she said were China's internal affairs, and that their actions were jeopardizing national security. The West African nation of Niger is observing 3 days of national mourning following the death of former President Mamadou Tandja at the age of 82. He twice won election after the country's return to civilian rule in 1999, but was overthrown a decade later after altering the constitution to stay in power. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.